Last Word on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. So, tell us about this survey and research done into the cost of weddings.
Yeah, Raisin, the online platform bank, which allows you to put money in various European banks, they've done a wedding survey and they found that, you know, the average cost is about 10,000 euros, which doesn't seem terribly unreasonable, but one in four couples are spending between 20,000 and up to 50,000 euros, which seems like a hell of a lot of money. You have about a third then spending between 10 grand and 20 grand. So look at it, it's hugely expensive, obviously, getting married.
Are people borrowing to do that? If you go to a bank or a credit union and say you want to spend the money, what essentially is on a party, will the bank or credit union give you a loan to fund your big wedding party?
Well, they will, yeah, because it's listed as one of the categories that personal loans are given out by, you know, for, according to the Banking and Payments Federation. Credit unions will fund it. About half of those getting married are actually getting into debt, but borrowing the money to celebrate the big day. So, you know, that is a thing because it's so expensive.
But is it a worthwhile investment? And that, will you get the money back in presents, either in cash or in vouchers or in things been bought for you that you can't buy for yourself?
Well, that's one way of looking at it. And there are those people, I know people who work in hotels who will, you know, they come in and the wedding list might be enormous and the bridegroom and bride will say, well, hold on a minute, sure, we'll get the cash back, particularly in the west of Ireland. That's a huge thing. Average of about 200 euros. And funny enough,
Per person or per couple?
Per couple, Matt. And funny enough, people like receiving.
Do we know what we're supposed to actually give if you're invited to a wedding these days?
The key figure is about between 100 and 200 euros. And funny enough, both people getting married and the people giving the money, their preference is cash, actually. And that will help finance some of the cost. Look at Matthew, we're talking here about...
Sorry, this listener here has just said, we're currently looking at wedding venues and the prices we're getting for 160 people, and this is even before the price of the band and the outfits, 36,000 euro. 160 people at a venue for your meals, 36,000 euro.
That's just the venue, yeah. I mean, that's extraordinary, Matt. Look, there is a thing about weddings, and I wouldn't criticise people for a minute for deciding to spend big on their big day. It's an emotional expenditure. It's something you're going to have to...
I was about to say it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience,
well,
but it might not be.
Not necessarily, but it's you would hope that it's you'd look back in it and, you know, and you will spend...
You'd hope it would be a once-in-a-lifetime.
Yeah, and you'll spend a bit on the video or the photographer. But look,
the venues
have a minimum spend often, you know, and you have to spend so much. And then to have, you know, per head spendings. And then after that, Matt, you're talking about the dress, the rings,
the band,
the video, the makeup, the DJ, the flowers, the mass bouquet booklet, invitations, you know, the money for the celebrant, you know, I mean, the whole thing really does add up. And people don't look at it in a way that, oh, we need to keep the figures down here. Yeah, and they're under pressure to invite the cousin and the aunt and the nephews and the nieces and all that. So it ends up being a massive thing where people sometimes lose the run of themselves.
Okay, we spent 40,000 and tried to keep costs down. Nothing out of the normal. 130 people. A lot of the numbers quoted in the survey seem low. Indeed, actually, another listener says, who's able to get married for less than 10,000? We got married this year. It was more than that and we were as smart as could be. And oh, you do not get your money back. I was being a little facetious in suggesting that. But I actually agree. I can't imagine that you would, unless you're doing a very, very small venue for a very small number of people, given all the costs that are involved, I can't see how you do it for less than 10,000 euro.
No, you're right, Matt. I don't get that. I mean, it's probably people who have a small group. They're getting married in a registry office, which is, you know, 200 euros maybe. They're then taking a small number to a restaurant and maybe book out the restaurant for the afternoon. That's a way of doing it. You know, instead of getting invitations printed, they're probably emailing them. They're not going bananas on the photography and the flowers. I mean, these things are, you know, flowers, dresses, they can be enormous, you know, and then you're talking about alterations before the day as well. Usually stressful, usually expensive, and some people are doing it over 3 days as well.
Okay, well, actually, there's a lot of comments coming in. Don't forget the cost of the engagement ring. That's another thing that can cost thousands and thousands as well. The listener says, it drives me mad that people expect to receive money as a gift from their wedding. If you can't afford it, don't have it. It's completely unfair to expect guests to pay for your elaborate event. They might as well send out the invite stating it'll be X euro per person. It's something I feel very strongly about. I even know someone who put on their invites that they didn't want presents, that they wanted cash. Disgusting.
And think of the guests for a minute as well. It's a very expensive day. You have to get babysitters. You probably have to go away to a hotel. You know, you could be spending 200 euros on gifts. And if somebody's getting married abroad as well, you're asking them to go off and get airline tickets. So it can be just for the guests, never mind the people getting married.
You're
at an age where everybody around you is getting married. You spend a fortune going to weddings.
I think I said on this programme previously that we had a member of our team who's no longer with us, but 1 year she had 17 weddings had to go to. Her entire holidays were taken up by going to weddings on Fridays and Saturdays and the rest of it. But yeah, I'm also aware, I'm at the age where I have daughters who are going to weddings and things, and there are various people now turn down wedding invites because they can't afford to go. And they're almost delighted when they hear that somebody is going for a foreign wedding, because that makes it easier for them to turn down the invite.
Yeah, they're not half as popular as they used to be. A lot of people see it as a big stress. Huge percentage of people in this survey, those getting married and those attending weddings will tell you, will say it's stressful, you know. But look, one good thing is a lot of people save for it. 90% of people getting married say they save for the big day. They're putting money aside. But look, it comes at a time when they're also probably trying to buy a house. They're maybe about to have kids, which is usually expensive, you know. So, I mean,
I wonder how many people, though, as well, fall back on parents. And then you get the issue, if the parents start funding it, how many places do the parents want to take for their friends? Yeah. And what's your wedding?
That's when it gets really awkward then, you know. Traditionally, the father of the bride would have paid for it. I mean, that's less of a thing, unless they're quite wealthy and prepared to pony up. And if you're one of four daughters and you're the last one getting married, maybe all the wedding money is spent, you know. So that's a difficult one. And yeah, it can cause tension even before people get married.
And don't assume that the sons won't want the family money, that it all falls just the daughters get it from the father, the old-fashioned dowry. Here's one that says, got married last September, didn't bother with all the frills. I made the invites myself. I bought a second-hand dress, didn't do a cake, and didn't do party favours or all that extra crap people are nowadays pressured into. Still cost the guts of 20,000, but we made it all back, thankfully. If I have any advice to your listeners, get a good band and good food. Nobody cares about anything else. Also, we didn't do booklets for the ceremony. Nobody looks at them. They're left on the seats afterwards.
They're left in the church, yeah, and you've gone to huge expense maybe, and they don't take them with them, you know, and you've probably designed these things and put photographs into them. Look at one thing I wouldn't skip on, Matt, is the photographs, because you know, they're important. You want to make sure the photographs are good on the day and a video. So don't get somebody who says they're good at this and then, you know, is an amateur and don't do a good job. That's one area maybe. Think about a little bit of expenditure there, but you can make savings on the other side.
Another listener says, it's the extra cost of staying in hotels, which are now ridiculously expensive. That has been the reason I've had to say no to weddings. So it's not just having to have a present, it's the cost of staying in a hotel. They tend to jack them up rather than having a special wedding rate. So you could end up spending 250, 350 for a room in the hotel. You end up, you know, people want to buy new clothes to look their best to go to the wedding. And then the cost to get in there. For some couples, I think, going to a wedding can cost them a grand.
It costs an absolute fortune, Matthew.
Particularly if they're more than one night there.
It should be good business for a hotel, you know, or a stately home or whatever, because they're guaranteed, you know, they're going to have maybe 100, maybe 200 people coming for a wedding. Should be able to give people decent rates, but quite often venues exploit the wedding thing and they whack on a premium for it. So, you know, you got to be wary of that. Don't feel like you're getting ripped off either.
There's a listener and her picture comes up on WhatsApp in her wedding veil, who says, we eloped to Las Vegas at Easter. Another one says, don't even mention the price of drink in those hotels. Yeah, they tend to be more expensive.
Yeah, and people drink a lot at weddings, don't we? You know, Irish people tend to drink a lot at weddings.
I always wonder when people, sometimes you go to a wedding and people are running a free bar.
Yeah, that's usually expensive. Now, I had that discussion at the dinner table yesterday evening with my daughters and my wife. And they were saying, oh, that's not a thing anymore. I still think it is. You know, you'd still go to weddings where there's a free bar. And you're talking enormous expense then.
And then people don't treat it fairly. They just buy drinks that they set aside and they don't even drink them.
They don't even finish
them.
And then you might be, people are drinking away for ages before you get the meal and, you know, they're sozzled because they haven't eaten, you know.
Okay, listener says, going to a wedding abroad, should we also give a gift?
I think you have to, you know. I mean, that's part of it. But yeah, you are being dragged into huge expense if you're being asked to go to Italy for a wedding or France or whatever because somebody's found a chateau, a beautiful chateau, and they got it at a decent price. But they're asking you to spend hugely to go over to it.
Listener comments. Got married in Sintra, Portugal. Spent less than €1,500, including the meal, the rings and the outfits. Another one says, never stay the night in the hotel. Stay in a local B&B. You'll only spend about 6 hours in the hotel room. It's a waste of a hotel room. I got caught like that many years ago. I remember being absolutely livid in relation to having to pony up, I think it was €300, and this is 25 years ago. Gosh. For a room I'd only been in for a couple of hours at that stage. I don't understand the pure waste of money by some people. I know someone who spent $30,000 on a wedding, didn't even own a house. When they did eventually buy a house, they couldn't afford the furniture.
Yeah, I know. You know, never mind. It's just extraordinary.
COVID saved us. We didn't want a big wedding, but we were pressured into it. Then COVID hit and 25 people were allowed, which was perfect. I know so many people are still paying back loans and can't afford a house. I'm praying a car doesn't break down because of the cost of the wedding.
Well, look, COVID did calm it down a bit afterwards. Once the restrictions were lifted, people got a bit of sense and didn't have these massive Hollywood-style weddings and the, you know, bridezillas and all that nonsense. But it's back again. And interesting that the Portugal wedding was good value and it's not in Ireland. You know, I think there is a thing here where venues and wedding and hotels exploit the hell out of the wedding phenomenon and charge an awful lot for it. It's very poor value for money. I'm not saying people shouldn't do it. It's usually important, but, you know, I just think it's a pity that hotels just go to town on it.
Okay. Listener, whoa. Went to a non-family wedding last summer. Cost me €1,700 to attend. And a final one. This is the Grinch. Weddings are a waste of time. Most attendees don't want to be there. And sometimes that includes the bride and groom.
Oh, dear.
Our groom. Anyway, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.